Jeremiah 23, verses 5 and 6. That's our passage today as we continue to look at the names of God. Jeremiah says this, Jeremiah 23, 5 and 6. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely. And this is the name by which he will be called, you ready? The Lord our righteousness. The Hebrew word tzaddik, it can be translated with the words honest or right or accurate or just or truth or integrity. It's usually translated with the word righteousness. Righteousness involves being in right standing or right relationship with God. It requires that we follow all the commands and requirements of God. And this, of course, is an impossible standard. On our best day, we can't follow all the commands of God. And even if we would follow them on the outside, like we don't murder, we don't steal, we don't commit adultery, we know that there's some internal things going on that Jesus reminds us when we don't commit adultery but still lust in our heart, that's a sin. So back to the impossible standard of being righteous. Through the prophet Jeremiah, we hear the good news. The Lord is our righteousness, Yahweh Tzaddik. God does for us what we can't do for ourselves. He is a just God and demands that we are righteous, that we obey His law. However, He's also a merciful God, and He provides the payment of our penalty of our sin for breaking the law, and He becomes our righteousness. Now, how does He do that? Well, Paul explains in Romans 3 that the righteousness of God has been made known apart from the law. The righteousness of God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. When we trust in Jesus, the penalty of our sin is expunged. He pays our debt for our sins on the cross, and because of our trust in Jesus, God declares us not guilty, and He gives us a right standing before God. A right standing that Jesus has before the Father becomes ours. Indeed, the Lord becomes or is our righteousness. So thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to do for me what I couldn't do for myself. I'm a lawbreaker. But Jesus, You, who never broke one law, internally or externally, paid the penalty for my sin on the cross. You carried my sin. And in You, I am clothed with righteousness. Thank You for Your love. Thank You for Your mercy. Thank You for Your grace. I pray in Your name. Amen.